If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini al-Islam, dini wal-Azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We're going to talk about the rules, Islamic jurisprudential laws about the media, according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. And as always, our guest speaker, Sheikh Javid. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Thank you very much for having me on this program.
You're welcome. It's our pleasure to have you back in the studio. Let's talk about some of the questions and concepts about media, jurisprudentially speaking, of course, according to the rulings of Ayatollah Khamenei. Is it permissible, Sheikh Javi, to buy, to keep, to use satellite television equipment and receive any programs?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you know very well, a satellite receiver is a medium to access television programs, whether they are bad or good. They can be halal or haram, you know. So, generally speaking, a satellite receiver is an instrument that serves a dual purpose. And that it is, it can be haram, okay, to buy or sell or acquire them, and maybe it can be halal if depending on the purpose you have. If you are absolutely sure that you are going to use the satellite, receiver or the dish antenna. Mm-hmm. To use it for receiving halal programs, and you are very sure that you will use it only for halal purposes, it's not objectionable. There's no problem in it. But since it is very much likely that you or maybe your children might end up using it for haram purpose, then it is very much precautionary to avoid using such things. Generally, we see that
But there are sometimes some special programs or application you can install, like for the children lock or something like that. So you can lock, for example, a specific set of channels so that it could be limited only, for example, to a select few.
You know, usually the satellite receivers are used to receive programs that are broadcast in the West or by Western countries, and they are usually corruptive, and watching such movies absolutely entail haram purposes. Haram, you know, absolutely entail haram, you know, or evil. So, according to Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, if there is such possibility, it is necessary to avoid installing or, you know, buying such things or even installing it for other people. So it's not good to use it in the first place. But okay, Ayatollah Khamenei...
So you mean that it's a double-edged sword?
Yeah.
It's a double-edged sword, and it functions, either positively or negatively.
Surely, sure.
So if it is for the negative purposes, then it becomes haram, right?
It becomes haram.
I see.
But how can you rest assured that you are going to use it for halal purpose only? You might be tempted, or maybe one of your family members might end up, turning on the haram channel, because there are hundreds of channels which it might receive. So you don't have so many halal channels, but there are thousands of haram channels broadcasting haram, videos, pictures that definitely have a negative impact on the minds and minds of the children. They destroy the spirit, the minds of the children. They destroy the kids. Setup, mind setup, and mentality.
I see.
And therefore, they are very much corruptive.
Okay.
It's very much important to avoid those two channels.
Sheikh Javid, if you agree, let's take a short break and we'll be back and continue our questions and answers of jurisprudential nature about the media according to Ayatollah Khamenei.
La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about the rules of media according to Ayatollah Khamenei's rulings. And I asked you, Sheikh Javid, about, the money which is spent, in fact, to buy or to use such satellite television equipment. And you said that, if it is used for haram purposes, obviously it is haram. But what if somebody gets it for free and pays nothing for it?
There's TV channels?
The TV channels or the equipment itself, in the first place.
Well, it doesn't make any difference, as long as we know that the Western media are, broadcasting, obscene images and there are negative consequences for our kids and for our family, then we must avoid them. Regardless of whether those channels are broadcast free, mm-hmm. Free for no money, or you're going to pay it,
I see.
The payment doesn't make any.
But sometimes you don't have to install any kind of satellite equipment. I mean that if you live in Western countries, there are some channels which are like broadcast or relayed into your local channels, like on television.
You're right. So you can actually restrict, you can restrict those channels. You can put a lock on those on channels, restricting access to to those channels. You can these options are there. You shouldn't let your children watch destructive pornographic channels or videos, which will definitely have negative impacts on the family and on the minds of the viewers.
Mm-hmm, I see. What is the ruling, Sheikh Javid, in the issue of installing such satellite channels or satellite television equipment to receive, some programs about Quran, for example, scientific or documentaries, for example, and the like, which are usually broadcast by some Western channels or countries and media?
You're right. Well, as we know that the use of such equipment to watch scientific and Quranic program via satellite is not objectionable. There is no objection to watching these programs, Quranic programs, scientific programs, rationally speaking and religiously speaking, or speaking from a jurisprudential perspective. There's no objection to watching such things per se. And, programs broadcast by the satellite television stations of Western and most of the, neighboring countries, we see, often contain misleading, poisonous materials and they usually tend to misrepresent the truth, as well as programs of programs of lahw and la'ib. There are different types of music played on these TV channels. There are videos that are very much obscene and very much lewd in some way, and they are completely forbidden according to Islamic laws. But as I said earlier, Quranic and scientific programs are allowed to watch no matter what means you are using. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's no objection to you using a satellite TV channel program to watch Quranic programs.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Well, thank you for listening to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. We talked about the jurisprudential rulings according to Ayatollah Khamenei about the media. Thank you very much and have a nice time.
لا إله إلا هو